oh, I'm going to offer a few guided meditation suggestions tonight in the style of Sayadaw Utejaniya. His first meditation instruction is usually on an occasion like this. He'll start off by saying, continue meditating. Meaning, ideally, there's really no separation between our daily life and what we do on the cushion. Just a continuation under slightly different circumstances. Then he'll say, check the mind. Is it relaxed? Or is there present some kind of striving? Just check in the mind. See if you're trying to get somewhere or trying to create something. Are you trying to create a state of mind? Are you trying to become peaceful? Are you trying not to think thoughts? So just checking the mind. To know what's present. So what does the mind know right now? What is being noticed or known right now? Are thoughts being known? Are thoughts happening? As Sayadaw stresses over and over, thoughts are just nature. They just happen. And it's important to acknowledge them. In no way resist them. Just know that they're happening. The thoughts are present. And most of all, to be aware of that which knows thoughts. Staying with that knowing. Not chasing any thought or stream of thoughts, but just resting in the knowing of the thoughts. And letting them do their thing. Perfectly fine. Whatever happens, let it happen. Don't resist. Don't pick a fight. If there are sensations in the body that are unpleasant, within reasonable bounds, or if there are emotions or thoughts that arouse unpleasant sensations, just know that these are nature. They're arising just like anything else. If physical unpleasantness is in the acute range, well, don't hesitate to shift the body. That's only common sense. But if these unpleasant sensations are in the kind of normal range, just be watchful about the attitude towards them. Be watchful for aversion, a thought that this shouldn't be. If there is such a thought, just know that thought. In other words, whatever happens, pleasant or unpleasant, stay with the knowing. And be grateful for that knowing, for that awareness. It's through this awareness that we know all experience and can learn. Stay with the knowing. Be grateful for the knowing. Osaido stresses that this activity of returning to awareness over and over accomplishes two things. The first is that in every moment of awareness, we can learn something new about the way things are, what's happening now, and over time we can get a sense of cause and effect. We can learn what leads to what. The second thing that this activity of returning to awareness over and over again accomplishes is we generate momentum of awareness. The more we bring ourselves back to awareness or notice that awareness is already happening, the easier it gets. And after a while, it seems to start happening on its own. We become more and more awake, more and more aware. So what is the mind noticing right now? And what is the mind doing? Just check in on the mind. Just take a moment to know. And stay with that knowing. So in a few moments, I'll ring the bell and when I do, as we transition to this new, you might say, posture of speaking and listening, see if you can keep tabs on the mind. Especially whether you might notice some thought or inclination to somehow decide that when the bell rings, meditation is over. And if you notice that thought, see if you can let that thought be. But stay in touch with the wisdom that knows that continuous awareness is really the great practice, despite all of the distractions and temptations of the, what the Buddha called the ordinary mind, to chop up experience into different parts and see if, let's all see if we can keep awareness continuous through this transition. And how that goes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.